Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. I'll tell you what's on my drawing board for a commentary this week, although sometimes what I think I'm going to write about on Monday does not, you know, wind up being the column on Friday for my nationally syndicated column. But I got to tell you, you know, I always share with you guys, I'm a workout fiend, right? I work out 90 minutes a day now. There were times where I worked at 2 hours a day, and then there was a time where I cut it back. With some advice from companies that are in the health field that you should only do 30 minutes a day. And now I'm back to 90 minutes a day. That's my sweet spot. I enjoy it. I love it. I work at about an hour 15 aerobics and about 15 minutes, with weights, although they're not really weights. They're now, Dr. John Jaquish's, weight substitute, just like, I advertised on the show for a long time. He's not here anymore as an advertiser, but I'm still using his product, and it's my arms are like Popeye the Sailor Man, so it's really cool. But anyway, I work out about 90 minutes a day, and the only way you could possibly work out 90 minutes a day is if you watch a movie or TV shows, documentaries. And so, every workout I get a movie in, or I get two documentaries in, or I get two TV shows in, and that's what takes your mind off the pain of the workout. It feels, you don't even feel it because you're so into the TV, right? And so this weekend I watched a documentary on 9/11, as in the World Trade Center coming down. And I realized that the next 9/11 is right around the corner. It's coming soon. I hate to say it, but I'm telling you, there's going to be a massive terrorist attack soon because Joe Biden left the doors open. The entire border is open. And if you don't think that every bad country in the world, from Iran to every other Muslim nation to North Korea to China, is sending their worst terrorist cells across the border now to be activated if and when they want to just destroy the United States. I guarantee you, among these thousands of people an hour that are coming over the border, there's a few terrorists among every single one of them. So probably hundreds, if not thousands, of terrorists have gotten in the United States since the first of the year. And so the next 9/11 could be any minute. Has everybody forgotten how horrible 9/11 was? Did you just forget about it? Is it no big deal to you? You don't remember thousands of your fellow Americans died? Many of them, their bodies were never found. They were obliterated. And many of the other ones were jumping from the 100th story to their death, splattering on the sidewalk. And you kept hearing that noise. Boom, boom, boom. And it was the people landing on the sidewalk outside the World Trade Center. These people committed suicide and flew to the sidewalk and died. And no one will ever know whether it was their mother, their father, their son, how he died, how she died. They have no idea. Most horrible thing in America's history, right up there with Pearl Harbor and the Civil War, was 9/11. And you've already forgotten. You must have forgotten because you don't understand. There's another one coming. And it's all because of Biden and the Democrat Party. They're letting anybody walk into the United States. The terrorists are coming. The next 9/11 is coming soon. So I'm planning to write about that. We'll see. By the way, we'll take some calls during this hour. No guests during this hour. 833-927-8255. 833-927-8255, which is 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR for Wayne Allen Root. WAR-TALK. And if you want to talk about my guest in hour one, the Catholic pregnant mom who got kicked out of her church for not wearing a mask, and you're Catholic, I'd love to hear what you think. And if you disagree or agree with my concept that 9/11 is right around the corner, another 9/11 because we're letting everybody through the border, what insanity. And how about, you know, if you really believe COVID's bad, then how could you be a Democrat and allow all those people to walk through the border? Because even if they're not terrorists, they're going to kill us all with COVID and third world diseases, TB and smallpox. This is insanity. And do you agree the election was stolen? I know the election was stolen. That's why they're acting with such haste to destroy America before the real facts come in that prove, because we're going to prove the election was stolen. So they want to change America before you could prove it. Right? That's what's going on in this country. Let me read you my commentary that I opened up hour number one with, an important Easter Sunday message for the Catholic Church, Major League Baseball, and Delta Airlines. It came out yesterday. It went viral. It's all over the internet. Whether you realize it or not, we are at war, and I'm not referring to my initials, Wayne L. Root, war. American institutions, corporations, sports leagues, and even the Catholic Church are at war with the American people, but they're about to learn a priceless lesson. The ignorant, politically correct, woke dunces who run these institutions are all committing economic suicide. Why would any company, sports league, or religious institution get involved in politics? Why would they risk offending and losing 50% or more of their own customer base? I'm an SOB, son of a butcher, and I learned everything about business from my grandfather, the butcher, Simon Reese. And he taught me the keys to business success. Number one, the customer is always right. Number two, if the customer is wrong, refer back to number one. Hello? Hello? Is anybody home? Don't you see us? There are 74 million Trump voters. And that's only the amount that counted. I think there were over 80 million Trump voters. And they erased 6 million. But that's okay. Let's assume there are 74 million Trump voters. That's a fact. We are the silent majority. We are your customers. Why would you openly offend us? Do you want to lose half your customer base? Can you live without 74 million customers? Or 80 million, I think? Don't look now, but that's exactly what's happening this Easter weekend. I wrote this on Friday, and it appeared in newspapers around the country yesterday and websites around the country yesterday. Don't look now, but that's exactly what's happening this Easter weekend. Our country and society are imploding. Businesses are committing suicide. Institutions are committing suicide. They're surrendering to cancel culture, but in reality, they're only canceling themselves. Major League Baseball just announced they're moving the All-Star Game away from Atlanta to protest Georgia Republicans passing voter ID laws. Babe Ruth is rolling over in his grave. My advice, now's the perfect time for 74 million Trump voters to cancel baseball. I won't watch one game this season. Bye-bye, baseball. Have a nice life, you morons. Delta Airlines just condemned those same Georgia voter ID laws, and my advice, now's the perfect time for 74 million Trump voters, or maybe it's 80 million, to cancel Delta Airlines. You might also ask Delta if this means passengers can now board their planes without showing ID. Next time Delta asks you for ID, cry, racist, racist, you're racist. This company is racist. Make sure you scream it loud. But now we come to the dumbest move of all, amazingly, by the Catholic Church. Let's face it, the Catholic Church never calls the police on anyone, even the most vile, disgusting criminals on earth. As an example, if you confess to a priest that you're a murderer or a mass murderer or a rapist or a Nazi who hates Jews and wants to kill them or beat your wife, no priest can report you to the police. The church considers any confession to be sacred. Priests can never disclose what they hear in that confessional. They must take that confession to their grave. Or take the issue of illegal aliens, i.e. criminals who don't belong in our country. Has any priest in history ever called the police to rat out an illegal alien sitting inside their church? No. To my knowledge, it's never happened in history. Churches are a, quote, sanctuary, and everyone is protected inside a Catholic church. Yet days ago, Father Milton Ryan, a priest at Holy Trinity Church in Dallas, Texas, ratted out his own parishioner. Deidre Hairston turns out to be her name. I didn't even list that in this article. Deidre Hairston. I was afraid I might embarrass the gal. Then it turned out I knew her. I know her mom and dad on the show today. She's the daughter of two people who I met at the White House Christmas party this past December. In any case, Deidre Hairston was, she's not a murderer. She's not a mass murderer. She's not a pedophile. But Father Milton Ryan called the police on this pregnant Catholic wife and mother of a one-year-old for not wearing a mask at church. She was dragged out of the church by police. She was threatened with arrest. Church authorities took photos of her license plate, and she was informed she'd never be welcome in that church again. Is this a spiritual way to treat a member of your church? Is this a spiritual way to treat a pregnant mother? Is not wearing a mask now a crime worse than pedophile priests or murderers or illegal aliens to the Catholic Church? Most Catholics I know are Republican, conservative, Trump voters, and the church just spit in their face. It's time for, excuse the pun, a come to Jesus moment. My advice, it's time for all good Catholics, especially the Republican conservative variety, which describes every Catholic I know, to call their local Catholic diocese and let them know you'll not be donating another dollar to the church. Until Father Milton Ryan is removed from Holy Trinity Church in Dallas, he should be removed from the country. Send him back to the Vatican. I don't want him on my soil anymore. And the Catholic Church makes a national public apology to the pregnant Catholic mother. That's the only way they're going to learn, folks. Power of the purse. Cut off their money. Bankrupt them. Starve them. I think Major League Baseball, Delta Airlines, and the Catholic Church are all about to learn a lesson about business from my grandfather the butcher. At least I hope so. Happy Easter and God bless America. And of course, the postscript to this story is that we had Deirdre Hairston on our show today. And she is such a nice, well-spoken woman. I'm sure she's a beautiful woman and a nice woman and clearly an educated woman, articulate woman. The fact that any priest would think to kick her out of his church and to call the police to remove her bodily and to then tell her you're banned forever from the church that's in her precinct, right? Her neighborhood is one of the most disgusting, low-class, low-brow, heartless things I've ever heard in my entire life. And all these people are nuts. They're all nuts. Texas Governor Abbott sticks it to Major League Baseball. He sent a letter to Major League Baseball informing them he will not throw out the first pitch in the Texas Rangers home opener because of their political activism. I look forward to throwing out the first pitch at the Rangers home game until Major League Baseball adopted what turned out to be a false narrative about Georgia's election law reforms. It is shameful that America's pastime is being influenced by partisan politics. Greg Abbott. Good note there by the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott. Major League Baseball is dead to me.
You hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its
way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet.
That's what it's coming for. I know.
That's what it's coming for.
Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to trackgrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Now is a great time to replace your worn-out windows during the Renewal by Andersen 25-year savings event. Upgrade your home today. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Call now. Get 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty included. Renewal by Andersen takes every CDC-recommended safety precaution to protect your family. For 25 years, people have trusted us for their window replacement needs, and you can too. Call now to learn about our Buy 4 or get the 5th one free window replacement offer.
800-603-8489. 800-603-8489. 800-603-8489. That's 800-603-8489.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-876-9035. 800-876-9035. 800-876-9035. That's 800-876-9035.
Raw and unfiltered.
Hi.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. The dumbest thing ever, by the way, is when I see people wearing masks. You know, if you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. I don't care. I've never stopped you from wearing a mask, and I wouldn't stop you from wearing a mask, but you have no right to make me wear a mask. But you do realize in Nevada, where I live, Las Vegas, I have never, ever, ever in a year, it's been over a year, right? COVID all started last March, and so now we're in April. In over a year, not once in my life have I ever worn a mask 1 second outdoors. Why would you, if you want to make an argument that you need to wear a mask indoors, I disagree and I have a big healthy debate with you. And I think I'd make you look like a fool. But because every state that has mask mandates has many more people with COVID, hospitalizations, and deaths. And the states don't have mask mandates and don't have lockdowns and let people do whatever they want to do have less COVID, less hospitalizations, and less deaths. And it's not just every state, but it's every country in the world. And I've got all the studies to prove lockdowns don't work, and I've got studies to prove masks don't work. But forget all that. If you want to wear a mask indoors and it makes you feel happy, not, you know, knock yourself out. Nobody can prove to me there's any reason in the world to ever wear a mask 1 second outdoors. So all these places like New York City where I think if you walk down the street now, every person would be wearing a mask outdoors. It's the most ridiculous thing. I've seen the articles that say even if you're directly talking to a person who has COVID, and not just for a minute, for 10 minutes, the odds of you getting COVID are like less than 1%. Because if you're outdoors, you're not going to get it. And if you're indoors talking to them for 10 minutes, you're not going to get it. But if you live with them, you'll get it. And that's what, you know, that's in other words, the friends I've got, that's what I found. The friends I've got that got COVID, their wife got COVID, or the husband got COVID, and then they came home, and then they had to be around them, nursing them back to health for a week, and so the other spouse got COVID. So, yeah, if you're indoors and you're around a person all day long who has COVID, you stand a great chance of getting COVID. But if you're outdoors, scientists will tell you and doctors will tell you, and you're talking to someone for like 5 minutes who has COVID, the odds of getting COVID are slim. Can you imagine, you know, about very few people have COVID compared to the amount who don't. So if you're outdoors, the chance of getting COVID is zero. So why are you wearing masks outdoors? Why would you wear a mask in a park? Makes no sense. And by the way, they laughed at Trump when he said something about sunshine killing COVID. And it turns out sunshine does kill COVID. It turns out it's like 8 times more effective killing COVID than anybody even imagined. So the minute you live in a sunny place like Las Vegas, or say Phoenix, Arizona, or Miami, Florida, that's probably one of the reasons Florida and Arizona and Nevada have all been pretty good. Say what you want about Nevada, where I live. You know, the governor's an idiot and a moron and locked us down for 2 months and destroyed the casinos and cost hundreds of thousands of jobs and then didn't pay anybody for unemployment. He's the worst governor in the world. He's right up there with anybody. Governor Steve Sisolak. And all I could tell you is, as bad as Nevada is, there's been very little COVID. I know very few people have COVID. I know almost no one has died of COVID. I know almost no one has been in the hospital with COVID because it's sunny every day in Las Vegas. And if you get any time outdoors in fresh air and sunshine, you're not going to get it. It kills the germs. It's a fact. Senator Rubio hammered the Major League Baseball commissioner. There's just so many examples of hypocrisy. You can't buy a ticket at a baseball game without showing ID. You can't pick up a ticket at the will call box, in other words, without showing ID. Why don't we just hand them out to anybody? And I'm sure if you just buy a ticket at a Major League Baseball game and you hand them your credit card, they must ask for ID. And now Rubio says taking the All-Star game out of Georgia is an easy way to signal virtues without significant financial fallout, but speaking out against the Chinese Communist Party would involve a significant loss of revenue and being closed out of a lucrative market, which is true, but also will Major League Baseball now end its engagement with nations that do not hold elections at all, like China and Cuba? Will you end your lucrative financial relationship with Tencent, a company with deep ties to the Communist Party and actively helps the Chinese government hunt down and silence political dissidents? And then also, I write to ask you, this is a letter that he wrote to the Commissioner of Baseball. I write to ask you whether you intend to maintain your membership at Augusta National Golf Club. As you are well aware, the exclusive members-only club is located in the state of Georgia. So this big, rich hotshot plays golf. He's not giving up his golf membership. By the way, the sponsor of this segment of the show is ASI, Asset Strategies International. The only solution to all this madness and what they're going to do to the economy, which is destroy it and kill all the jobs, and the national debt's going to go to like $100 trillion, is the golden rule. That's the only answer. He with the gold rules. Gold and silver down for the year. That's great news. Buy now, and you buy low and sell high. Call Asset Strategies today. They'll get you a 1 ounce gold Maple Leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer, 50% less than the standard premium while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today. Tell them Wainwright sent you. 800-831-0007. 800-831-0007. Or go to assetstrategies.com. Love these guys.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Court is in recess until Tuesday in the trial against former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. Minneapolis Police Chief Madaria Arredondo says former officer Derek Chauvin absolutely violated department policies when he had his knee on George Floyd for over 9 minutes.
Once Mr. Floyd had stopped resisting, and certainly once he was in distress and trying to verbalize that should have stopped.
A rally outside of a criminal court in New York City is demanding safety for Asian Americans amid a soaring increase in bias attacks. This comes as Brandon Elliott, a black man, is charged with a hate crime and assault in the brutal beating of a woman in New York City last week. Hate crimes against Asian Americans up in many Democratic-run cities. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supply...
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You can speak.
speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. Chris O'Sullivan, my board op and my associate producer, points out that he... It was April of 2017. I don't know the exact date, but yeah, probably today. It was a Monday that we first went on the air. It was in April. So certainly we're right around the period. Let's see, 17 to 18 to 19 to 20 to 21. So this is our fourth year on nationally syndicated radio, and we're now entering year number five. Very cool. All of you who listen to the show know how much I love police officers. I'm just a big fan of cops, and I just don't like to see cops get shot or killed. And I think they're the thin blue line. I think they have the most incredibly tough job in the world where they have to make split-second decisions, and I just feel for them, man. And I just love them, and I just think they're so brave and such good people. And, of course, anytime something goes wrong and a bad person's walking towards you, what's your first thought? It's, oh, gosh, I hope a police officer's nearby. And then you see one, and you're like, oh, my God, I'm safe. I just love cops. And I just don't think people understand what they're going through because they're so many liberals out there that hate them, so many Democrats that hate them, who want to destroy them, who want to defund the police, who are defunding the police, who are trying to hurt them, kill them. So this is just in moments ago. New York City Police Department commander kills himself inside department vehicle. Shot himself in the head inside a department vehicle near Cassena Park on Monday. The deputy inspector, who was not immediately identified, had earlier made a call to family members that led them to believe he was suicidal. Cops tried to locate his phone, but he'd already pulled the trigger by the time they got to the vehicle on Underhill Avenue near the Brooklyn Queens Greenway, the source said. Rushed to a nearby hospital, could not be saved. It comes after a rash of NYPD cops took their own lives over the past 2 years. Among them was police officer Richard Catapano, assigned to Brooklyn 73rd Precinct, who was off duty when he shot himself in the head. A New York City Police Department transit cop who shot herself in the head at the Midtown subway station in March. In February 2020, Detective Paul Federico, 53, was found hanging inside his mother's home after being stripped of his gun due to personal problems. 10 cops took their lives in 2019. And what do you think is causing this? I'll give you three guesses. Liberalism. You're killing cops. You're murdering cops. Do you understand that? You're murdering cops. With your disgusting views, you're just killing them. All right, in any case, let's talk about a sponsor of this segment of the show, Energized Health. Energized Health is having a big event on Saturday, April 17th. So I told you there's a big event coming up this Saturday at the Ahern Hotel. There's another event coming up Saturday, April 17th at the Ahern Hotel from Energized Health. And it's at 10:30 in the morning to 12 noon, 10:30 a.m. to 12 noon. Add it to your calendar, Saturday, April 17th. It's a free live event where they will discuss the Energized Health program and the benefits of cellular hydration. You know that they changed my life and saved my life. You know that they've extended my life. You know that I look fantastic. You know that people keep telling me how great I look, and people keep telling me how thin I look, and people keep telling me how young I look. I've lost 25 pounds of inner body fat just in the first 88 days on their program, and I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. Don't take my word for it, you know. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Go to my social media and see my photos of me in a tank top working out in the gym a couple weeks ago. It's really unbelievable. I mean, they transformed my body into Popeye the Sailor Man. For all the details, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. Go to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895. But we want everybody to come to that Ahern Hotel event. John and Chelsea Jubilee will be there. Wayne Root will be there in person. And you will just become part of a transformational journey. An amazing journey. You heard what happened to me. You're about to hear how you can do the same thing, the Energized Health event, a week from Saturday, April 17th, 10:30 in the morning, Ahern Hotel. Be there or be square. Do we want to take some calls, Chris? We got a couple callers. All right, let me open up my call screen. Here we go. Let's see. Open up the call screen, and it is not working. So you better tell me in my ear. All right, Dane in California on line one. Dane, you're on with Wayne on the route. How are you?
Hey, Wayne, good.
Dane, are you there?
Wayne, you're talking about the border. One of the things that China Joe has done, not only has he emboldened illegals, but he's emboldened people to come across the border. I'll give you one example, just for my little area, my little world. I know a guy, he's an illegal because he brags about it. He tells people about it. And he says he goes down to the Arizona border every once a week to pick up 10 illegals, bring them back. And when he comes back, you'll notice that he has a wad of cash in his hand that he goes to the local little casino and he gambles up a storm. So this is what China Joe has done to the border and emboldened illegals. And who else coming over, we don't know. But as you know, it's probably a lot of terrorists joining their spreading
and disease
cells over that they have now.
COVID disease. And disease. COVID disease.
Yeah.
How could you be uptight about COVID and let them come over the border? It makes no sense, except that you want to destroy the United States of America.
Exactly. One other quick point I wanted. You mentioned that you're going to get a list of 100 corporations to boycott. I had hundreds of people asking me, please, when you get that list, because people are actually really doing something now. There's a couple of movements out there right now that are taking a lot of stand your ground, and they're pushing back now, and they want that list because they are actually going to start boycotting and really do this now. So when you do get that list, please put it on your website so we can go to it, because I tell you, I will use it religiously to boycott every single 100 of them on there.
Well, it's going to be a book, and it's going to be out very quickly. We're trying to get it out, you know, in the next 6 weeks. So it'll be a book that anybody can get. It's going to be very cheap, and it'll have a list of everybody you go after to give them a piece of your mind. It's just called the Piece of Your Mind book, conservative Piece of Your Mind book. But in any case, it'll be out. Thank you, Dane. Let's take line two, Bruce in Las Vegas. Bruce, you're on with Wayne on the route. How are you?
I'm doing great, Wayne. Hi. I'm a minister at a local church here in Las Vegas, where you live. And I just think that caller that you had about an hour ago from Dallas that, you know, was kicked out of her Catholic church, I can't believe that. I mean, as a minister, I've kind of expected maybe some pushback from local or state government. But, we haven't luckily had that. But from within the church, I can't believe it. We haven't missed a beat. We've had some members, some older members, some people in ill health choose to stay away during this time. But, I mean, I just couldn't imagine telling somebody to attend church, you've got to wear a mask. It's not even in my brain to think of that.
Well, listen, Bruce, here's how liberal I am. Let me be liberal and open-minded. I don't even mind if you tell people to wear a mask. I mean, I'm against it. I think it's stupid. I think it's silly. I'm against it. But it doesn't matter. I don't mind if you tell people that they have an option to wear a mask. I don't even mind if you tell them they have to wear a mask. That's different than having them arrested for not wearing a mask in a church. You're having your own parishioners arrested? That's the insane part.
Exactly.
Asking them to wear a mask is one thing. Arresting them if they disobey is a completely other thing. It's just insanity. Run amok. Yeah.
Right.
Terrible.
Exactly.
I'm glad you wouldn't do it in your church.
That's
all I got
to wear it. Right. Well, you take care, and thank you for all you do.
All right, thank you. Thanks for the call. We'll take some more calls. 833-927-8255, 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. Chris, you spoke in my ear, and I have no idea what you said. Oh, Todd on line one. All right, Todd in Connecticut on line one. Todd, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
How you doing, Wayne? Hey, I'm just in my shop working out, and I was listening to you talk about the list for boycott, and I think that's a really good idea.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We can get that out there as soon as possible. That way, everybody can get together because, we only got, 3 more years? So we want to get the information. A lot of people, they start devoting their time to little small subjects, little minutia, but we got to really stick together, and that's a good idea. Get that list going. And get those 74 million, like you were talking. Get those names on there. And every single talking point and every single law they try to pass, let's, stuff it right down, Democrats, all the people. Because even though they're elected, they're still, like Biden said, they're supposed to be working for us. just because they're elected doesn't mean screw the Republicans or the conservative people.
Hey, Todd, remember, the list isn't even about politics. You're calling your local representative. I figure most people can find that address or phone number. This is about the 100 corporations that should not be involved in politics that are telling us to screw off. That's what this list is about. You know, you want to be able to call up Major League Baseball and the NBA with their BLM nonsense, their Marxist organization. I noticed the NBA likes to make money, and Major League Baseball likes to make money in the billions. I noticed their players like to make $20, $30 million a year. So it seems to me they're capitalists. What are they doing supporting a Marxist organization? And if their players are all men, what are they doing supporting an organization that believes that men should not be the leaders of the household? How about that one? That's another weird one. But that's what BLM believes in. It was founded by lesbian communists, and they all believe men should not be the leader of the household, the head of the household. Crazy stuff. Crazy stuff. But I'm working on that book over the next 4 weeks. Hopefully have it out in six. Going to try and rush it out. Texas sends a major message to American Airlines. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick sent this note to United Airlines. As Lieutenant Governor of Texas, I'm stunned that American Airlines have put out a statement saying we're strongly opposed to this bill. Just minutes after their government relations representative called my office and admitted neither he nor the American Airlines CEO had actually read the bill. Texans are fed up with corporations that don't share our values trying to dictate public policy. The majority of Texans support maintaining the integrity of our elections. By the way, this is the same American Airlines that in 2017 led the fight to try to force us to allow boys to play girls' sports in Texas and take away their scholarships. They're probably still fighting for today. And it's likely they haven't read Senate Bill 29 either. Good job by Dan Patrick, Lieutenant Governor of Texas. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a health care program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable health care sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoof. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. Hey, we are headed towards St. Patrick's Day, Luck of the Irish. And I want to give a great shout out to one of the greatest coaches of all time, Lou Holtz, who gave me his permission to use his name and his likeness when I used to be in the banking world. But you don't need luck this year to get healthy. You don't need luck to lose your fat. You don't need luck to get off all those medications. No, all you need is to use those hands and log on to EnergizeHealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895. Friends, you've heard Wayne talk about his amazing transformation, and you know Wayne is a crusader of truth and only speaks the truth. He would not be endorsing this protocol if it hadn't changed his life. You need to log on just to see that. So log on today to EnergizeHealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YUMove.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Ten. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior, The Root, The Root, The Root's on fire. Another wall-to-wall show with guests and callers and information and passion and energy. And I hope you enjoy these shows because I don't think, look, this may sound like bragging, but Muhammad Ali said it ain't bragging if you can back it up. I don't believe there's another show in America that has this much action-packed, pedal to the metal, balls to the walls for 3 hours. There's no such thing as this show. All the other hosts are kind of like, you know, they're nice, they got nice things to say, but they're lower energy. Nobody can maintain the intensity I do for 3 hours. And I know because when it's over, my head feels like it's going to explode. I'm sure your heads feel like it explodes just listening to it. But yet, I think it's entertaining and enjoyable and infuriating and all the above. The sponsor of this segment of the show is VRA for Vertical Research Advisory. For more than 35 years, Kip Herridge has been a leader in the financial industry, working at the highest levels of Wall Street. And he left in 2003 because he soured on Wall Street. He realized they don't care about the little guy or the little gal. All they care about are the billionaires and then, of course, their own companies. But Kip decided he'd do something for the little guy and little gal. And, of course, there's plenty of money to be made in that, too. Kip, I'm sure, has done very well helping out little guys and little gals. He has Donald Trump. Kip founded VRA, his daily investment and economic newsletter. His VRA investing system, unlike anything you've ever seen. His top-performing recommendations crush the markets 88% of the time. 88%. Did you hear what I just said? 88% of the time, they beat the market. They don't just beat it. They crush it. I've known Kip for 19 years. I've witnessed this incredible VRA newsletter success for 18 years. He's the Nostradamus of Wall Street. Each day, Kip and his son Tyler and his entire team tell you what's happening in the economy and the markets. And by the way, their whole team loves Trump, and they're all big conservatives, so you should understand that, too. They're our kind of people. Let Kip prove how good VRA really is and how consistently he really beats the markets. He is offering his VRA membership completely free for 2 weeks. Check it out. Free for 2 weeks. Join now at VRAinsider.com. It never fails to blow me away how insightful this guy is. He just knows everything about the economy. Join now at VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com. Free two-week membership, and then I believe you'll stay for life, as I have. Been with him for 18 years. John in Vegas on line one. John, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, Wayne, how you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Loyal fan. Love the show.
Thank you.
Show. Talking about your 100 companies boycott.
Yes.
I think that's a good start. I mean, when they introduce values into your selection of a soft drink, I think that we definitely should impose our values on them and our choices. But I think we need to go further. I mean, when the left does this, they go all out with a media blitz, social media, etc. You know, we got to start being more active online and going right after these companies head on and telling them how we feel.
Because right, we got to fire back.
Message and they clearly don't care. They clearly don't care.
No, but they will when they get a million phone calls saying, I'm not using your products ever again, go F yourself. They will at that point. They will definitely understand.
That's exactly right. I think we follow up the boycott with a call in or an email or a tweet or whatever.
Yep.
And keep the pressure on. Yep.
And I'm going to get all the information. I'm going to get all the information to make it easy for everybody to do it. And I think this will be my biggest bestseller ever because it's so helpful to people. You know, for like $20 for a book, you'll have a list of 100 companies to zero in on. Bullseye, baby. Bombs away. But don't ever bomb anyone, please. Never hurt anyone. No violence. That's why we're Republicans. That's why we're conservatives, right? We don't hurt anybody. When I say bombs away, I mean just, and when I say torpedo them, I don't mean blow them up. I mean financially hurt them in the pocketbook. Teach them a lesson of the economic suicide that they are committing. Show them their errant ways. Don't ever hurt them. Don't ever hurt any CEO or any board member. We don't do that. We are conservatives. Only liberals and Antifa and BLM do that. Not anything physical, no violence. I hate to have to even say that. I know it's so silly because our people would never do that, but just want to make sure everybody knows this is all about putting financial pressure on all these companies. Do you realize that not only did Delta do this dumb thing and get involved in voter ID, and then American Airlines issued some statement, dumb. And then as if they, like me too, I want to get screwed over by 74 million Trump voters. I don't want any of them to buy anything from me. I want to absolutely join the fun and lose my business too. United Airlines inserts itself into the political arena and condemns voter integrity laws. Who is running these companies? How stupid are they? United Airlines... What are they involved in politics for? Georgia passed new voter integrity laws. The new law requires a photo ID to obtain an absentee ballot. Gee, that's asking a lot. In Mexico, they've got photo ID. That is so stupid. And the GOP-controlled Texas Senate also passed an election integrity limiting mail-in and curbside voting. And so, United Airlines said today legislation that infringes on the right to vote of Americans is wrong. There is zero credible evidence of widespread fraud in U.S. elections. We believe the leaders in both parties should work to protect the rights of eligible voters by making it easier and more convenient for them to cast a ballot and have it counted. So in order to make it easier to board a United Airlines flight, I don't think you should ask them to provide any valid form of ID. And there shouldn't be any more TSA screening. No invasive pat-downs for me, baby. How about if all of us just stay home from the airports and turn them into ghost towns? How about if we drive you all into bankruptcy? You incredibly stupid, short-sighted, biased, politically correct, woke losers are about to pay big time. Wayne Alaruth, the warrior. God bless you.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.